You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. The Oprah Winfrey acceptance speech at the Golden Globes still has people talking. Not so much about what she said, but about whether or not she's going to run for president. Also this week, there's a new memoir by one of the founders of Black Lives Matter and a new show about Chicago. Here with her top culture picks for this week is Rebecca Carroll, WNYC's editor of Special Projects. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, Jamie.
All right. One of the biggest stories already this year is Oprah.
So I want all the girls watching here and now to know that a new day is on the horizon.
Rebecca, Oprah really laid out an agenda for the rest of this year. How did you react?
It was a great speech. I mean, it was just pitch perfect, beautifully cadenced, beautifully delivered. And that's what Oprah does. She is a fantastic orator.
But then, so much of the talk afterwards hasn't been about the speech. It's been about Oprah running for president. Do you think maybe people are missing the point? Should we be talking about what the woman had to say?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the speech was meant to be and was this galvanizing, crystallizing moment of the Me Too movement, which involves all of us. And we all have to do our part to really push the needle and make change.
All right, let's talk about activism, because there's a new book out today, right? Co-written by one of the co-founders of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm, that's right. It's called When They Call You a Terrorist, and it's written by Patrice Kahn Cullors, one of the three Black women co-founders of the Black Lives Matter movement. And it's really just a lovely, sort of quietly told story that is striking in that it's very much about Patrice's family, her relationships, identity, coming out, being an organizer, being a thinker. And it just sort of breathes in this very gentle way, which is so refreshing because, you know, when you think about protest and activists and, you know, and the book has a foreword by the iconic activist Angela Davis, but you forget that these folks have lives that are sometimes not angry, that are sometimes just loving and human. And so it's really a book about building communities and organizing and intentional family and family.
And it has been 6 years, can you believe it, since the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, which is what sparked Black Lives Matter and that hashtag, which became a movement. How has it evolved since then?
Well, it's a global network. It's got over, I think, 40 chapters worldwide. And I think that at the moment, it has sort of evolved and is morphing, certainly under the new presidency. So I think it's a very challenging time for the organizers of Black Lives Matter, but I think it's also a galvanizing time because so much is at stake.
Finally, let's talk about Lena Waithe. She was the first Black woman to win an Emmy for comedy writing for the series Master of None. And now she's the creative force behind a new Showtime program, The Chi.
It's true, we had different fathers, but I loved him with my whole body. So I don't see how he could have been my half-brother.
Now, this series, Rebecca, is set on the south side of Chicago. And you've watched a few episodes. How is it?
It's funny and it's heartfelt and it's visually stunning. It's really, it's almost painterly. It's infused with Waithe's very specific, inclusive sensibility and style. There are details in costumes and graffiti. I mean, it's just a very lively and sort of kaleidoscopic storyline. It's a loving portrait of a city that is so often associated with violence and gang violence. And you could just sort of feel the kind of love and compassion, and there's some incredible talent in it. Jason Mitchell, most recently from Mudbound, is in it, and also Sonia Sohn from The Wire, the beloved The Wire. So it's just a beautiful ensemble cast and a really worthwhile watch.
All right, so much there to check out. And you can check out Rebecca's complete list of things to do and see in New York City and beyond this week at our website, WNYC.org. Rebecca, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jamie.